Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Right, let's talk about, speaking about that subject, a more serious one, of course, were these incredible bombshell announcements by Lieutenant General Nkwanazi on a Sunday. We're still going to have to wait until Sunday night when the president is apparently going to address those. I'm busy. I've just got that thing. So I'm not going to listen, but I'm sure you'll tell me exactly what happened. The question is, how much evidence? What does he really need? Because obviously at that stage, no criminal charges are laid. There are, there hasn't been any form of judicial process or due process. What kind of evidence should be apparent for the president, let's say, to make some kind of an announcement or remove people, etc.? Advocate Paul Hoffman is the director at the Institute for Accountability in South Africa. Very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. You'll be happy to know that I'm not going to ask you about a fashion trend that you once got behind that you deeply regret. But if you do want to tell us, we don't mind.
There's nothing wrong with a mullet. It's a sort of humor.
I was hoping you weren't going to say that. All right, let's talk about things maybe as laughable, only because we'd sob if we didn't. In terms of these announcements, what type of evidence needs to be available or present in order for this to gather momentum?
Well, I think we've got to look at the source of the complaint that General Nkwanazi has raised last Sunday morning in his press conference. And it's really 600 dockets relating to political or politically motivated killings, most of them in KZN. So that's very simple. It's a murder docket. You find the body, you find out how the body died, you find out who killed the victim, and you proceed with murder charges in a court of law. But that foundation has now expanded into allegations that dockets are being manipulated and moved around in order to prevent them from being finalized and handed over to the National Prosecuting Authority for the purpose of instituting a prosecution. And the reason for doing that is shrouded in these dodgy relationships between people in high places in politics and people in very low places in crime. And so the minister was very quick to deny any involvement with persons named by General Nkwanazi, but he's since moved back on that and says, no, well, the one is a comrade and the other one he doesn't know.
Right.
But the bottom line of it is that very serious allegations are made when you say that the judiciary is involved in this. Essentially, it's defeating the ends of justice. You defeat the ends of justice when you take a live docket and bury it on the desk of a man at head office called General Shadrach Sibiya. Sibiya will say that he just did what his minister told him to do, and that his own hands are clean. And then you get back to, well, why did the minister ask for all of these KZN-based dockets to be moved to Pretoria?
Right,
and then you will then begin to realize that what is going on here is a skullduggery of the highest order. But to me, the most alarming aspect of what the general revealed on Sunday morning, last Sunday morning, is that the judiciary is also involved in this cycle of illegal activity. If that is the case, then everybody should be sitting up and paying attention.
Is this the first time we've seen this? Because even with state capture,
it's not the first time we've seen it. The first time we saw the judiciary getting involved improperly in the commission of or the covering up of a criminal activity was when a former judge president of the Cape traveled to Johannesburg to try to persuade some of the judges or the justices in the Constitutional Court that there was nothing to see against Jacob Zuma in relation to the arms deals. And that interference with the workings of the Constitutional Court by John Schlorpy took until last year to work its way through the system in the Judicial Service Commission. And that's a very long wait because, you know, we're going from the early noughties up to 2023. What we have is a finding that has led to his impeachment and his redeployment as leader of the opposition in a party in which Jacob Zuma is the president.
So confirm your guilt without confirming it, right? Acknowledging it.
Yeah, exactly. So that type of activity is not unknown in South Africa, and that Schlorpy was a corrupt judge for doing what he did by trying to influence the outcome of Jacob Zuma's appeal in the Constitutional Court is the sort of thing that one imagines.
That we've seen before.
Because he was, but I don't know what evidence, I don't think anybody has been told at this stage, what evidence there is against the judiciary. Ukhonazi just mentioned the judiciary in passing as he is trained his fire mainly on the Minister of Police his comrades his co-workers at head office Shadrach Shabir is mentioned in particular as being the recipient of all of these let's kill these investigations dockets that were transferred from KZN to Pretoria.
What is the best
the chapter and verse on the judiciary's involvement, it's very difficult to know what happens next. The Office of the Chief Justice has come out with a press release, which I'm sure you've seen. It's in Politics Web this morning, in which they say, look, if there's something to see here, please, General, take your complaint to the Judicial Service Commission. It has a judicial conduct branch, which will very carefully look into what is alleged against members of the judiciary. And if it is magistrates that you're talking about, because he doesn't
say specify
whether it's judges or magistrates, then you go to the Magistrates Commission with exactly the same sort of complaint that some magistrate has involved himself in skullduggery, some judge has involved himself in skullduggery, and you allow an investigation into the propriety of what the judge or the magistrate has done to go ahead in that system that is set up in terms of the Constitution. And we know that that system works. Justice Motata has been impeached because he drove his car into a suburban wall on a Friday night and then lied about it and ended up impeached for his trouble. Another one that took far too long to work its way through the system. But the fact is that two judges in South Africa have already been impeached, and a senior magistrate called Desmond Nair has been charged with corruption because he accepted from Busasa some nice security equipment for the perimeter of his property. Which is exactly what.
What would you like to hear from the president on Sunday night? What do you think the next steps are? Because judicial inquiries, I don't think that. We won't survive one of those.
I think you must encourage the general to be specific about the a sort of highlights package that he dished up last Sunday.
Right.
And to allow the mechanisms of the Judicial Service Commission and the Magistrates Commission, as well as the mechanisms of the Criminal Justice Administration, to run their course. But the thing that he really needs to do, and one has to hope that he does this, is that he has to point out that the system is not working as it should, because the government led by Jacob Zuma and subsequently by him has not properly implemented the decisions of the Constitutional Court made in the Glenister litigation.
Mm.
That decision is at the root of the problem here. What was ordered, and this goes all the way back to 2011, was that when it comes to dealing with corruption, what we need in South Africa is a body outside executive control that specializes in anti-corruption work using properly trained personnel who are structurally and operationally independent
absolutely,
and resourced in guaranteed fashion, and who enjoy secure tenure of office so they don't get fired for doing their job properly, which is what has happened along the way. If you think of Vusi Pikoli.
Well, that's exactly what some of the allegations are, because
if he gets up and he says, I've decided to accelerate the two bills pending in Parliament, which the DA has put into Parliament for the establishment of a Chapter 9 anti-corruption commission to take over from the prosecution service and the police the type of investigation that Mkhwanazi is basically saying is long overdue.
Absolutely. We do need to unfortunately leave it there, because it is 7:32. That was Advocate Paul Hoffman. He's the director at the Institute for Accountability in South Africa. What do you want to hear from the president? Because that is apparently happening on a Sunday night. It is 7:32.